ours to protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
This week we visited Áras an Conde in Castlebar to speak with Laura Dixon, the Climate Action Coordinator for Mayo County Council, and John McGee, the Head of Enterprise at the Mayo Enterprise Board. We start by talking to Laura about Mayo County Council's new Climate Action Plan and why they want the help and opinions of the public to help formulate these new ideas.
Every local authority has to do a climate action plan, and I guess it's an opportunity. We have to repeat it every 5 years and it has to be complete within 12 months. But the way it's set up, and thankfully it's been set up this way by government, is that really these plans are to be co-created by the public. So it's not Mayo County Council developing a draft plan and then going to the public. We really want this to be a plan where the public are engaged from the very beginning, and this is the guidance that's set out by government, and I do think it's best practice. So what we have done is developed a short survey for the public to fill in, and so it just a little bit of background on the people and what the people of Mayo think. So the first question is, are you worried about climate change? Then it goes into just talking about, what do you think the risks are for you, for your home? Are you taking action in your home in relation to, say, for example, are you reducing your energy use? Are you looking at your waste, etc.? Then how you transport and how we move about, and what are the barriers to making these choices? So we want to understand that, and we want to understand how Mayo County Council can help you make the choices that may be more climate friendly or might help reduce emissions. But I think what we're really focused in on is our communities. So do you think that your community is impacted by the different weather? So extreme weather, by windstorms, by flooding, by coastal erosion. What can Mayo County Council, what do you think we can do to help your community and to build the resilience to climate change in your community? And also, what are the actions that you would like to see happen in your community to lower your emissions and to be more sustainable and to help nature and biodiversity? And then I think what I'm maybe most excited about is just looking at the future. Okay, so when we look to 2030, one of our last questions is, what benefits would you hope to see in your town, your village, your community from climate action by 2030? So it's just looking at all the other co-benefits. So better air quality, better water, more nature, more biodiversity, health benefits, community cohesion, energy independence, improved sustainable transport options, and then the big one as well is economic opportunities. So when we look to the future, I think there are great opportunities. That's what we'd like to hear from the public.
That word opportunities, you used it several times there, and I think opportunity and enterprise go hand in hand. And what opportunities that can be pushed ahead towards the general people in County Mayo?
Yeah, thank you, Stephen. And listen, as Laura has set out, this from an enterprise perspective is what we're calling, to an extent, the great reframing that needs to happen. And that is a way from understanding climate change as a challenge and starting to think of it in terms of the opportunities. But even before we think about opportunities, I think it is important to point out that a great many, in fact, most small businesses don't currently have either a strategy or indeed a culture around that sustainability piece. So there's a massive amount of work that needs to happen there. But it's also incredibly important to understand climate change and what needs to be done, understand it and think about it from a local perspective, from the perspective of our business and each individual business. And there is, I can think of a Mayo company, and on their website, they're very closely attuned to the sustainability opportunity, because they point out one of the key lines on their website is that the biggest threat facing the planet is an assumption that somebody else will do something to save it. So that idea of companies are starting to come around to understanding that there are opportunities in this space. And there's opportunities for a number of key reasons, mostly because of a shift in consumer behavior and a shift in consumer expectations and a very strong emerging demand from consumers for ethically sourced produce of all types, around that sustainability piece, around just that shifting expectations and evolving ethical considerations that a great many consumers now have in relation to the products they buy, the services they consume in one thing and another. So in that context, we're seeing businesses and we're encouraging businesses very strongly to look for the competitive advantages. There are some issues around that and there are some challenges, and to an extent, to be honest, many businesses are hard to convince because it takes some time for those benefits to come to the fore. And sometimes there's cost considerations, or there's a perception that the sustainability journey is one that's going to be expensive. And to an extent, yes, this is going to involve investment for a great many businesses. But our contention is that the benefits will outweigh and offset the costs and the expenditure that needs to be incurred. Right now, many businesses are really, really busy. They're struggling with to find staff. Everybody's really, you know, the economy's doing well. Lots of small businesses are doing very, very well. But the really important thing is that, yes, you can be busy, but how are you trying to find and how are you trying to focus on your margin and focus on your competitiveness? Because ultimately, we need to be as busy as possible, but in economically advantageous and economically productive sort of activity. In that context, investing in the sustainability piece, getting that messaging right, looking at your supply chains, looking to see what sort of changes can be made, can play a very significant role in how you frame your product and your service. And we're finding businesses are telling us that consumers today care about that. And that's a very strong competitive advantage that many businesses need to become more attuned to at this time.
Laura, just very briefly, how long have people got left to fill in this survey with Mayo County Council?
And so the survey is open until August the 20th, so it's available online. So if you go to mayo.ie/environment/climate-action-plan, you'll have access to the individual survey, but also there's a survey for enterprise and there will be a survey for agriculture as well. So that's one stream that's on the social medias. But then if people like a printout, they can go to every library in Mayo and get a hard copy of this and return the survey to the libraries, or if they want, they can forward them on or send them on to us as well.
And for more information, you can check out localenterprise.ie/Mayo and mayo.ie.
Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission in Niman, with the television license fee as part of the Sound and Vision Scheme.